So we left off last time talking about the fact that we have to find parts of Avodas Hashem that relate to us and that we can feel more, but it has to be A, within the framework of halacha. We're not entitled to go outside of the framework of halacha, and B, we can't decide that because something appeals to us more, we're going to negate other aspects of halacha. So that if the halacha mandates that you stop doing, you know, learning Torah right now for something, you can't decide, oh, I'm not going to listen to what the halacha is, and I'm going to keep learning. Even though I'm involved in Torah, it's obviously it's an avodah of what's good for me, and not what's the ratzon of Hashem. So now in Pej Lamechess, he goes a step further, or in a slightly different. Anybody who reads everything or learns everything that we've said until now, yale da'aga alibo. He's going to start getting a little nervous. How am I going to survive in this world? We have to constantly be thinking of God. And a person may think, I'm a little bit lazy. I don't want to work so hard. I want to rest. I want to take it a little easy. So we don't really want to hear things that are going to obligate us, because coming along with obligations often our responsibilities and a lack of menucha. You should know shezohi eitzas ayitzehara mishtamish betachbulo zelenake shezod moshachnei osom midavachar gadlus. It's the yitzehara trying to get us from growing. Utzareinu kanir moor matziach emtainazu. Unfortunately, yitzehara is pretty good at this. Ayitzehara merchayim shalvodas Hashem is shleimus mod kasha. To serve Hashem properly is difficult. Yaspik lalio shomer tomas madrega nemucha. I'll go for the basic package. I don't need the premium. I'll take the bare minimum. And this contradiction we find in every Ben Torah. Mitzad Echad on one hand, who wrote that godless. He wants to grow. But it's scary. It's going to bring changes into my life. People are going to think about me differently. It's going to make things uncomfortable at times. He's afraid of the work. Maybe nothing is going to be enjoyable. All the good pleasures in life are going to be usher. I can't do anything. Remains at a lowly level. And unfortunately not reaching the peaks to which he could have reached. If it was true, that Avodas Hashem properly would cause us pain, it would still be worth it. Like said, in one moment, we can in one moment here earn ourselves eternal life in Olam Haba. Makes it clear that one moment in Olam Haba is more valuable than all this world. Think about it to yourself. Somebody came to you. If you work very hard for me today, if we take $1 million, I'm going to give you $1 million. You're not going to do it? You're going to say, oh, but it's going to be a rough day. I'm not interested in a rough day. But the return is great. So much more. But he says, we have to recognize Shetanas Hayetzer, this that the Yitzhar is claiming, if it was true, it would still be worthwhile. But the Yitzhar is wrong. Because the life of Avodas Hashem does not have to be difficult. Adarabba, the more energy a person puts into trying to get closer to Hashem, you'll find more joy and satisfaction in life. Hashem loves us. Why did he give us the Torah? So we should enjoy this world and the next world. It's not that Hashem wants us to make our lives miserable. And then, we want to earn your Olam Haba, you're going to have to be miserable in this world. No. It's waiting for us even in this world. The Torah itself is a gift. You're going to enjoy this world more. And Dasha Kenu, it's true. Puk Chazi, look. Mi elo omen shavodas Hashem bislav be his lahavus. Yafriya simchas adam bolam azeh. Rak elu shel samu kochosam vodas Hashem begla asu shem tavosam. It's a very good point. Who are the ones that say, oh, if I do avodas Hashem, then it's going to make things too difficult? Those are the people who aren't doing it. The people that are doing it are never the ones that say, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's not worth it. No, it's the ones who are looking in. It's a challenge. It's difficult. So, but once you do it, then you can appreciate it. Then you understand. But someone who's truly engaged doesn't complain. That he did it so difficult. It's a tremendous amount of joy. Tasting this word, the greatness that Hashem gives us. Amru Chazal, tell us. Incha ben Chor, now be very famous Chazal. Incha ben Chor, mishosek b'hatamot Torah. The only person who's truly free is the one who's learning with Tzarech Bir. What does that mean? Lama osek b'Torah nechshav ben Chor. And why, if you're toiling in Torah, are you considered to be a free person? Emesu, it's true. Shosek b'Torah zoch l'simcha tzuma. Yes, you'll get joy, you'll get reward. Harbe yosem eshein osek b'Torah more than somebody doesn't. Ava ma'bid yuk achirus. Samus karaskan. What's the chirus? The adarab and the opposite. The one who does, on the surface, the one who does and follows the halacha is not a ben chor, and he's tied up. Every second, there's some rule in the Mishnah Brura that's telling me what to do. Some say he's a ben chor, that he's free from his yetzirah. Why is that ben chor? You're still not free. You're free from the yetzirah, but you're an eved to Hashem. Is there somebody who's not a ben Torah but does the right things? That person is considered to be a ben Choren because he's not under the subjugation of his Yitzer Hatov. That's what we would say. That doesn't make any sense. He doesn't have Yitzer. Of course, he does Yitzer. So he says, "Near the Hasbir Mishnah Zubederach Mashal." We're going to explain with the Mashal. Misha Yeshlo Chayim Molei Tova Baruch Hashem. Somebody has a life full of joy. Who Minichbadei Ha'ir, and he is an important person. Zochem Mishpacha Tova is a good family. Oy Bishlo Banu B'Chol Avavo. He loves his family. The Gam Darbeis has a beautiful house. Vayiyom the day arrives. Chas V'Shalom Shegazar Melch Shechbosh Beisur, and this king wants to imprison him. Nilkach mishpachto chamud is taken away from his precious family. Tzarek lishar yachidi b'makam rachok me'od me'ir mishpachto. He's stuck alone in jail, away from everybody. Afilum ina miyasim asol bechlal b'isasur. Even if they don't torture him while he's in jail. Afilum achim asol machim. Even if they give him the best foods. Vada yargish tzar galdum ashenu yachol yachilos b'beisol mishpachto. But he's away from his family. That in of itself is painful. V'um mishum shu begolus. Because he's not in the right place. Einu b'makam shu. He's not in his place. Malkim chiyuso v'simchoso. Ukshebo hayom shemeshachar maso. When the day comes, ma'godlo simcha, the greatest is simcha, sheyotze ma'afelo l'ora m'shubu d'gul, that he's going out to freedom. Yimevinu anachno sh'atzmiyus ba'emesu nishmasenu. If we understand that who we are is really our neshama, neshama chashua nishmas ha'malach, a neshama that's more precious than a malach, chilek lo kaimal, a piece of Hashem that he put in us. Pashut hos, and it should be clear. As long as we're chasing the nothingness of this world, that we're listening to our bodies, so then we're in galus because our neshama is distant from where it wants to be. That's not our place. That's not what's going to bring us joy. The one who learns Torah is a ben chorin. Man who lo mitor lishma shirak uzochet varm harbei. Oh, if it's about saying he's closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who mamish ben chorin midvarm hachitzonim shenim asmiuso. He's a ben chorin from any of the externals that he doesn't want to have part of him. Vizochel simcha tzuma, and he gets great joy. Chaim shagula, life of redemption. Vashaytu yitzhar mishtadu shachneos alirdu bachar tavos avniyav yaz yitzhar is trying to get him to run after his taivos. Kevin Shemakis Makomo, since he knows his place, so Yeritzel Ishmolo, La Azumakarchaev, he's not going to want to listen.